Hello everyone, I'm Jordan from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel, and this is Requiescat in Part A to Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Peace. Probably peace is the last thing he wants. He wants something very loud, and yeah, you'd think it would be old Nick would be more his scene than twanging a harp in the company of angels, who are we probably consider as exceedingly dull and priggish. So he's been called to the great big stage in the sky at the age of 6 and 70. He's best known as frontman of Black Sabbath. So he came from a working class family in the West Midlands of England. He had a brush with the law. He used to steal things out the back of a shop and sell them on, but his ingenious plan was using gloves to prevent identification. Fingerless gloves. What could possibly go wrong? So he was arrested for that and given a fine, but he couldn't pay the fine. And he pleaded with his father to give him the money. His father refused, said, no, prison will do you good. So he went into jail for the non-payment of the fine just for a few months. And did I read an interview about it? I don't think he wrote a biography. He wasn't really a bookish type about how bad the situation was in there. But anyway, he could sing at age about 20. He was part of this band, Black Sabbath. And you see, it seems almost satanic, the name. And then he was a celebrity on both sides of the Atlantic. So he married twice. He had six children in total. Sharon was his wife in the early 1980s until his death, who came from a family in London. I knew she was Jewish on one side. I didn't realize she's Irish on the other. Yeah, but that's him. But he lived most of his life in the United States since the 1980s. Was very well known for his onstage antics, supposedly biting the head off a live bat or on chickens and things like that. But people said you get, what is it, tetanus for it. And some people hated him, the Christian fundamentalists. I remember one of those interviews he gave over 20 years ago when he sort of came back into fashion in the noughties. And he's saying he was in some town in Texas and people said to him, people on television saying, "We're going to give Ozzy Osbourne a real Texas welcome." And they're all shooting the bullseye in some target and saying he's trying to get kids into Satanism. They're all chanting Ozzy, 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 as in the devil's horns and stuff like that. And then one time when his wife used to prevent his drug addiction and was an alcoholic, used to take his clothes away so he couldn't leave the house to go and buy a drink. But then just to get out of the house, he put on his wife's clothes. And one time he was walking around in Texas and he's bursting for a Slazenger and he took a slash that turned out to be up against the Alamo. And a Texan said to him, "How would you like it if I took a piss in your Buckingham Palace?" And he said, "I wouldn't give a shit, mate." Which I'm sure he wouldn't. So it went on. So he was irreverent and totally genuine. And there was Meet the Osbournes in the early 90s. So one of his daughters and sons was in it. I think the other son didn't want to be in it at all. So his wife Sharon, she was known for being a judge on The X Factor, and stuff like that. So he's suffering. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's about 6 years ago, and he finally succumbed to it. So he gave one big concert only a few weeks before his death. What a fascinating character. Well, he entertained many millions of people. He made a lot of money from unpromising beginnings. But they say somewhat messed up from his drugs. Well known for his long hair all the way down here. He used to shelter on and say, "Sharon, Sharon." Is inimitable his accent, timbre, and mien. So lucky to have seen his final gig. Were you lucky duck? I didn't realise that. He's clearly a dying man. Raising £140 million for charity. I didn't know that he was such a benefactor. And did he put his hand in his own pocket and dish out some of his own filthy lucre? I'm not sure. So how singularly apposite I should be wearing this skeleton, which we'd approve of. I wonder what sort of send-off there will be, some sort of glorious rock send-off. I don't know anything about music. So what is that? Heavy metal? Was that his genre? What do they do? I'd like to be all draped in black. Goodness. So that was him. Very authentic. Is almost the end of an era. Bidding adieu to the Prince of Darkness, as he was known, Ozzy Osbourne. What's his real name? Is it Oswald or something like that? Or is it simply because his surname was Osbourne? They made so invented a nickname to match with it. Remember when George Osborne was Chancellor around about 2010, saying, well, he was the real Prince of Darkness, not Ozzy. Okay, so thank you for watching my channel. Toodaloo.